the rest of the story. What will historians of the future say of the sexually transmitted epidemic that swept the world? That the microbe responsible originally came from overseas? That fear of the incurable malady brought the free love era to a screeching halt? That the clergy exploited the epidemic to the hilt, preaching a return to monogamy and morality? That those infected were shunned by society, even by doctors fearful of contracting the disease? That all of the early attempts to find a cure were utterly futile? That as the epidemic spread swiftly, it engulfed the anonymous and the famous without discrimination. And perhaps more remarkably, until the biological time bomb was ultimately defused, the intrepid swingers' only hope of safe sex was a curious invention called a condom. There is no question that of this overwhelming disease and its widespread ramifications, future historians will say all that you've just heard, because historians of today do. Because the epidemic I just described was not AIDS. It was not AIDS. Rather, it was an awesome microbial tidal wave that inundated the Western world more than 400 years ago called syphilis. Sometimes called the Age of Amorous Adventures, it was a period of sexual experimentation in European history. Of pandemic promiscuity and rampant prostitution, and then suddenly, incredibly, it was over. Marriage and fidelity came back in style. People went back to their churches, moreover believed what they were told. And all because of a mysterious and devastating illness contractible through sex. Named, strangely enough, after a shepherd in a poem called Syphilis. Not even the centuries-old handmade waxed linen condoms could provide more than false hope in the wake of the destruction. For centuries, various nationalities have passed the blame for the syphilis scourge among themselves. In England, they called it the French disease. In France, they called it the German disease. In Germany, the blame for the pain fell mainly on Spain. But modern scientists say that they now know where syphilis came from, or at least its earliest identifiable origin. For in human gravesites, more than 5,000 years old, archaeologists have unearthed human bones bearing the unmistakable scarrings of syphilis. And in the same region, the fossilized bones of an 11,500-year-old bear were discovered. A bear similarly scarred. So as the puzzle pieces fall into place, the big picture becomes clear. For long, it's been recorded that syphilis first appeared in Europe, suddenly, inexplicably, in Spain, in the mid-1490s, almost immediately after the historic return of an explorer whose name and mission you know. Yes, I do mean to say that the human and animal bones, thousands of years old, exhibiting the world's first known cases of syphilis, were unearthed in America. In America! And so it's become historically conclusive that Columbus discovered something else of which you were never taught in school. But now you know the rest of the story.